The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Mating for male octopuses is a dangerous game due to the female's penchant for cannibalism. To avoid getting eaten, they'll often mate from a distance or after mounting the back of a female's mantle. Positions that give them extra time to escape should their usually larger mate turn violent. Unlike females, males have a modified third right arm called a hectocotylus, which has a sperm groove down it and a specialized tip. To mate, a male will insert the hectocotylus into a female's mantle cavity and deposit spermatophores. This process may take up to several hours, depending on the species. In some genera, particularly those in which the males are far smaller than the females, such as the Argonauta or Argonauts, males have a detachable hectocotylus, which they break off after inserting into the female's mantle. Females store up their spermatophores until they're ready to lay their eggs. Typically, males die within months after mating, while females watch over their eggs until they hatch and then die shortly after. But in one deep-sea species, females may brood over their eggs for up to 4.5 years without ever leaving to eat.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.